Okay, so the sort of things the students did install last year, apart from the compulsory stuff, was obviously SAML was popular, because we got a lot of PCs running around. When I said you can install your own web server, everybody's eyes lit up, so Apache was the next most popular thing to install. Things like Poppers, so they could have their own mail accounts. IRC was really popular, so you could set up your own little undergrounds, chat rooms and stuff like that, and be your own, you know, off-radar channel and things like that. Cool, you know. These are 30s, you've got to remember.
Is this something green and power?
Yeah, that's right. And window managers is really popular for some reason. Doesn't make sense to me because I'm not a GUI person, I'm a, you know. Yeah.
But they talk about them all the time.
Yeah. GNOME, yeah, no, GNOME's better. KDE,
you know. Well, you know, you get tools coming out now that have skins, so you spend your whole day changing the look of your MP3 player.
Yeah, you do.
So it's a waste of time.
Other popular things was secure your system against attack, which sort of came about because one of the other popular things was get a lot of security probing tools and install them and attack everybody else's machine. And after a couple of weeks of that, everybody starts doing the other
Is your lab on the campus LAN, or is it just connected?
It's on the campus LAN, and I say you will get up to 20 marks if you install the security probing tools and get them to work. You will lose exactly 20 marks, minus 20, if you attack any other machines except for the ones in this room. Mm. And we've got sniffers, so I can find it if they actually do.
Right.
And I did actually tell someone, you know, don't do that again. The students will work, because of the lack of machines and the number of students, we had to put them in groups of 2 and 3. And on the research policy Waffly side, how to do backups, you know, what sort of backup software is available, backup media, system integration. I've got Apple's PCs, a mainframe, and some Unix boxes. How the hell can I get all my users to move files, drag and drop, so things like that?
Could you get some normal PCs and Apple and I don't know what else in the...
Yeah, probably could do that. Most all the PCs were dual boot Windows and whatever they'd installed, so they certainly could use Windows 95 as a file client, things like that. And install SAML so they could actually use it.
VMware is getting really interesting at the moment.
Yep.
Do you think you could get a license, some sort of license?
Well, I think it's free for educational use, so we could use that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So things like also policy creation, getting to write. How many sysadmins have actually got a rights and responsibilities ethics document, not just for the users but for themselves? I didn't think so.
I don't run any systems
anymore. Oh, good. Okay.
There's a sheet that came out.
I still tell my people, you know, not only do your users have to have a rights and responsibilities document, but so do you, because your users want to know whether you can read their email or not. And that should be written down.